Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the NBA Finals last night. And I brought this up briefly. I want to throw the two questions out there again, and then I want to kind of expand my thoughts on this. One, knowing or seeing the reports right now that Kevin Durant very likely tore his Achilles, which to me, that means he's going to be out a year. That also means that who knows how his body is going to recover from an injury of that nature. And I have a story that I want to get to about athletes, basketball players specifically, coming off of torn Achilles and what their career looked like after the injury. But if you're a team that was lining up to give Kevin Durant a max contract this summer, we've heard about the Knicks, we've heard about the Nets, the Clippers, you know, could potentially be making a run. The Lakers, I'm sure, will try and make a run. Are you offering Kevin Durant a max contract this summer, knowing that he has a torn Achilles? Okay, that's one. But two, a lot of people blaming the Warriors organization, medical staff, the GM, Bob Myers, who I thought was very disingenuous and fake. If you were Kevin Durant heading into that game last night, your team down 3-1, you're on the road, you've been trying to work your way back, are you risking that max contract to go out there, play with your brothers, and try to lead a comeback in the NBA Finals? Would you have made the decision that Durant did to go out there and play? Okay, both of those things are there for you. I'd love to hear from you. 248-539-9797 and ticket text is at 97136. Now, for starters, I feel like a total and complete a-hole because I spent a lot of yesterday's show basically saying, oh, I think Durant's fine. I'm sure he's been doing more workouts and basketball-related activity than maybe they've let on. Apparently, that was not the case. I mean, he clearly wasn't 100%, even though he looked terrific in that first quarter, in the early part of the second quarter prior to the injury. But if I'm the Knicks, if I'm the Nets, Clippers, Lakers, I mean, whatever it may be, I'm sorry. I can't, as a franchise, go out there and give KD the max contract that he's going to be coveting this summer. And I know that's insane. Okay, best player in the world. If he hasn't taken over for LeBron or him and Kawhi are fighting for it, whatever, he's one of the top two, three players in the entire NBA, okay? I get you're going to go, Kyle, you're crazy. Of course you give him the max contract. Sure, he misses one season, but you pray that in 2020, 2021, he comes back and he is ready to go and better than ever after the Achilles injury. And I understand the mindset and the mentality of that. The only problem is, and I found this story, I believe it's on SBNation.com. Okay, a look at basically NBA players that have dealt with a torn Achilles and what has happened since that time. All right, a 2015 CBS Sports article found that among 14 players who returned from Achilles injury since 1992 have averaged fewer minutes, while both their field goal and three-point percentages dropped on average, and there are very few complete success stories. Okay, if you go back to 1988 to 2011, okay, there was a 2013 medical study that identified 18 players who suffered major Achilles injuries over a 23-year span. 7 players never returned to the league. Okay, now that's not going to happen to KD. He'll be back. He's young enough, right? Players who returned missed an average of 56 games. Like, this is no guarantee that Kevin Durant comes back and is the same exact player. And look, smaller scale, we've already seen what's happened to DeMarcus Cousins. There's no bounce. There's nothing. And now he's still dealing with the quad injury that he suffered, you know, earlier this year. And, you know, that's another issue that he has to deal with. But very nervous about the future of DeMarcus Cousins. And I can't sit there as an owner, president of a team, Knicks, Nets, whomever, and go, yeah, KD's going to be the best player in the world even after this Achilles injury. Where's the proof? You know, here in Detroit, we can use the example. Now, this was also before some of the technology that we have, but Isaiah Thomas tore his Achilles. And correct me if I'm wrong, he was never the same after that. I mean, it cut his career probably 5 years short because he just couldn't go. I would be very leery about giving Kevin Durant that max extension this offseason. If anything, I would want Durant to take that player's option with the Warriors for $31 million a year and just continue to stay in the Bay Area, continue to be around the team. If he comes back next season at any point to help in the playoffs, fine. But I'm waiting till next summer to see what he looks like and see what the diagnosis is. Is that an insane take by me? You can tell me. It's okay. Because I'm not all that thrilled with it. But if you look at some of the numbers, you look at the statistics, guys coming off torn Achilles in their NBA careers, it doesn't look too good after, you know, post-injury. Phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Now, on the flip side of that, Kevin Durant risked a lot last night. Okay? He did. Clearly, he wasn't 100%. And I know, look, from a medical perspective, the calf injury that he suffered originally, it has nothing to do with the Achilles. Okay? So, you can put that out of sight, out of mind. But what can be, I guess, inadvertently related to the calf injury is the fact that he was out of commission and not doing enough basketball activity at the highest of levels, like, say, I don't know, playing in an NBA Finals game, right? So 32 days off, and then you go back out there, and the Warriors were playing at a torrid pace. That was an unbelievable start to that game. The pace that they were playing with, and Durant looked like he was fitting right in, you can't account for that. And that's where the inactivity can lead to stress on a muscle, stress on a tendon, and bam. I mean, you saw the video. It's disgusting. You actually see it, you know, basically snap and pop inside of his leg. But if you're asking me right here, right now, if I'm in Kevin Durant's shoes, and Durant's probably already made, what, $250 million, $300 million throughout his career on and off the court? I mean, he's got to be worth at least $300 million, right? You're set financially. You know, like, yeah, are you worried about the $250 million contract you want to get this summer from a team? Sure. But he's set. What is it about at this point? It's about playing with your brothers. It's about winning a championship, going out there and trying to lead that comeback. I would have played. So I'm not going to sit here and fault Kevin Durant. I don't know that I'm going to sit here and fault the Golden State Warriors. If he wants to play, by all means, go out and let him play. And it's not like he further injured his calf. He injured his Achilles, which are, again, not related. Now, the one thing that you could say is the medical staff probably should have known. You risk tearing a muscle, a tendon, whatever it may be, because you've been inactive for 32 days. Game speed is different than walkthrough speed. That's the only thing that you could vaguely point to and go, wow, somebody should have probably talked to him about that. But the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. One, are you offering KD a max contract this summer? If you're the Knicks, the Nets, whomever. I don't think I can do it. But two, if you were KD, would you have done the same thing he did? Go out there, give it a go, see what you can do for your team, risk injury, risk a contract this summer to try and win a championship. I say hell yes. 97.1.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.